Well, the U.S. government is planning to relinquish control over the body that manages internet names and addresses. It's a move that's expected to bring more international cooperation over the management of the World Wide Web, but it's also making some American businesses nervous. Elizabeth Pran is joining us now to tell us more about why it has some folks rattled.
Hi, Uma. Well, the Commerce Department has been overseeing the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, for almost a decade. ICANN maintains, administers domain names as well as IP addresses, among other web requirements across the world. That, however, is scheduled to expire next year, and it appears U.S. officials will give up its oversight role and let the contract run out. The job may be taken on by groups that lead private businesses as well as other interested parties, not just multiple governments. Recently, however, critics have been raising concerns that other countries may try to take control.
I think that's kind of what I'm seeing with the internet. It's almost as if rather than admit that we've made some stupid and even some unconstitutional mistakes in invasion of privacy, let's clean up our act, but let's not give away the whole process.
Democratic lawmakers such as Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller are praising the decision, releasing a statement, and in part it reads, since 1998, the U.S. has been committed to transitioning management of the Internet's domain name system to an independent entity that reflects the broad diversity of the global Internet community. NTIA's announcement today is the beginning of that process. While the decision is historic, Internet users should notice really no changes if anybody at home is concerned. Uma?
All right, Elizabeth, thank you very much.